At the White House today, President Obama awarded the nation's highest award for combat bravery. He presented the Medal of Honor to former Sergeant Ryan Pitts. In 2008, Pitts fought off a large Taliban force at an Afghan outpost. He did this for a time alone and wounded until the Americans could turn the tide of the battle.
As one of his teammates said, had it not been for Ryan Pitts, that post almost certainly would have been overrun.
Today, Pitts is married with a young son and lives in New Hampshire. NPR's Tom Bowman talked with some of the soldiers who fought alongside him on that July morning.
The soldiers from Chosin Company were setting up a makeshift base at a village not far from the Pakistan border. Off in the distance, they spotted a line of men moving up in the hills, unusual for that time of morning.
The first thing I heard was a single shot and then machine gun fire, you know, volleys, RPGs, and we realized that the enemy was close to range. It was definitely the most intense firefight that I've ever been in.
Matt Meyer was Chosin Company commander. He saw rocket-propelled grenades slam into the base in a separate observation post where Ryan Pitts and others fought back.
It seemed like there was no place that there wasn't fire. It just seemed like it was completely 360.
Mike Denton was among those firing back. The Taliban filmed it all and later put together a recruitment video about this bloody engagement, the Battle of Wannat.
Everything was extremely loud. Of course, your adrenaline immediately kicks in. You're trying to talk to the guys next to you. Everybody's trying to scramble to figure out exactly what's going on.
What was going on was a full-scale Taliban attack, much of it at the Hillside Observation Post, or OP, where Ryan Pitts was located.
I saw a ton of explosions from up there, bunch of dust and smoke, and knew that whatever was happening up there was probably not good.
It was not good. All the soldiers at the OP were either killed or wounded. Matt Meyer got a call from Ryan Pitts, who was hit in the leg by shrapnel.
You know, I remember very specifically him saying, you know, hey, they're really close. We need help up here.
Ryan Pitts could only crawl because of his wounds, but he tossed grenades, and he could hear Taliban voices just over a sandbag wall.
And he was actually whispering over the radio. There was a few minutes, probably up to about 5 to 10 minutes, where Ryan was by himself on the OP.
By himself because two soldiers sent to help him were killed. So another team of soldiers was sent, among them Mike Denton.
When we learned that Ryan was still up there by himself and that there were a ton of KIAs up there on our side, it turned from fear to more so anger and wanting to get there and help him.
Denton and the others scrambled up the hill. Meanwhile, Ryan Pitts kept fighting and helping Meyer guide the Apache attack helicopters against the Taliban, who were creeping toward him.
Hey, Battle 9-3, Chosin 9, I need a better clarification as far as target.
That's a radio transmission from an Apache that morning.
One more. All right. Roger, copy. We're on the west part of the structure, looking for bodies.
Meyer said that Pitts, from his perch on the hill, was able to help the Apaches find targets and turn the tide of the battle.
You know, he did all those things for over an hour. While losing blood.
But not alone. Denton and the other soldiers reached Pitts. One of them, Sergeant Israel Garcia, was soon mortally wounded. Pitts held his hand.
I remember Garcia, you know, talking about, you of course, tell his wife and family that he loved them. And, you know, Ryan was just telling him everything was going to be okay and that, yeah.
The families of those killed were at the White House today, along with Meyer and Denton, who calls Pitts his closest friend and his hero for holding the OP that day.
Had the Taliban gotten inside the OP and gained that high ground on us, the immediate high ground on us, it would have been a lot worse, and we would have probably suffered more KIAs.
As it turned out, the Battle of Wannat was one of the worst. 9 Americans killed, 27 wounded. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.